Hey, 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 welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your fearless host, Erica Anderson, and today we are going to talk about my human design story, as well as some questions that I got about human design in my DMs. So make sure you stay tuned. All right. I first learned about human design about a year and a half ago. I came across a post on Instagram. My business coach had actually become a certified human design reader and offered human design readings as a service. So I booked my reading and I was a little apprehensive at first about it because of how much it cost. My human design reading was about $300, and I was like, here's the thing. My business coach is someone who I have been connected to for years. I think we first met, as a matter of fact, I've never actually met her in person, but I met her online through a coaching group that we were a part of back in, I want to say 2015 or 2016, somewhere between it was actually 2013 or 2014. Yeah, because it was way before I got divorced. I was in that particular group for, I want to say it was like a year and a half, or I had been following the woman who created that group for at least 2 years before 2016. And I'm pretty sure I joined that group towards the end of 2014. So that was around the time that I met my business coach. But anyway, she initially was very supportive of the launch of my editing business. She actually partnered with me. And so she's somebody I trust. So I knew that if she was charging $300 for this, that it had to have been worth it. So we did the reading and it was, oh my gosh. So first of all, it was very informative. It did highlight some things that I already knew about myself, but she was able to actually expand upon certain things based on. So if you've been following me on social media, I have shared a couple of posts about human design. And when you plug in the details to get your body graph, you get this document that shows your energy centers within your body. And then there are several different elements on the body graph, including what are called gates and channels. You get to learn your human design type. And there's just all sorts of details that point you in the right direction of tapping into your true authentic self. And what I love about this is that as we live this life, especially if you grow up in environments where you don't have people who are emotionally stable, mentally stable, if you don't have people who are emotionally intelligent, it affects what you learn about how to relate to people. If you grow up in an abusive environment, it often contributes to you exhibiting behaviors or accepting behaviors that otherwise would not be acceptable to you. One of the things that I have said over the years is that when we go through those things, they create these layers of trauma. And I was actually telling somebody a couple of days ago that we have to be intentional about peeling back those layers, about uncovering those layers and dealing with those things so that we can get to the true and authentic version of ourselves. There are so many different types of conditioning that we get, whether it's from the media, music, whether it's from church or the environments that you allow yourself to be in. Going throughout this life, you often hear the opinions of other people. And if you are not a strong person, or if you find yourself in certain spaces in life, it's easy to take on the things that other people say to you. So it's important to take a step back and reassess what you have taken on, these layers of things that you have taken on. The best example I can give is I was raised in the church. So there were a lot of different types of conditioning. Well, I shouldn't say types of conditioning, but there are a lot of things that I was conditioned to think, a lot of things that I was conditioned to do. One of those conditionings was that I'm supposed to be a wife. So I don't have a problem with being a wife because I am a good wife. I know what I'm doing when it comes to being a supportive partner and being, you know, spiritually grounded. And, you know, it goes beyond the domestic capabilities, but it also has to do with my character and how I'm able to relate to my partner and make space for my partner and different things like that. So my understanding today of being a wife is the result of unlearning these different things that I was conditioned to believe about being a wife, because a lot of what I was taught about being a wife was that I was supposed to take care of the home. And there was nothing further explained. It was your job is to take care of the children and to take care of your home. That's a very, in my opinion, that's a very shallow way of teaching someone about marriage, because marriage is more than just the way in which you manage a home as a wife. There's so much more to it. But anyway, so when I allowed myself to unlearn these things that I had been taught about marriage, I not only became a better wife, but I became a better woman, because I started to translate some of those experiences into other areas of my life, and I was able to level up as a result. Now, the difficulty in becoming a better wife was that my husband at that time was not elevating at the same level that I was, or at the same, it wasn't even about us elevating at the same rate, but in my mind, I thought that him seeing my elevation would inspire him or implore him to elevate, but it seemed to only make him angry. And so, you know, if you follow me on Inner Beauty Reigns for any length of time, I've shared many videos on some of the things that I endured, and you know, things got physically abusive at different points, and there was just a lot packed into dealing with that situation that was ultimately why I got divorced. We're good now. I just want to make that clear, because I said in a recent podcast that, you know, I got tired of repeating that story, that sad story about, you know, dealing with the abuse. And the thing is, I understand that sometimes like that testimony has to be shared, because it's going to help somebody, or it's going to provide insight to somebody. But at the end of the day, I feel like I've elevated from that point, and now it's time for me to talk about something different. But what I love about our connection now, the connection that I have with my ex-husband, we're much better co-parents than we formerly were. And we also are in a space where we actually have very transparent conversations with one another. And he's taken the opportunity to confide in me about some things. So after hearing a couple of the stories that he has shared with me recently, I actually offered to do his human design reading. And it revealed a lot of incredible things, and again, human design is going to confirm a lot of what you already know about yourself, but it's also going to expand upon some of those different things that you know. And it's going to give you insight into how to tap into some of the various energies that exist within you so that you can maximize your life. But in sharing my ex-husband's human design with him, and I knew he was a projector before I ever even ran his details. I never ran his details without his permission. I will never do that. That is something that I believe is, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about being able to do this work now is God trusting me with this. integrity has been important to me for a very long time. And so to be trusted in this capacity with these details about people's lives and being able to share and expand upon what their human design is, oh my gosh, I cannot even tell y'all how much of a privilege it is and an honor for me to be able to do it. So please know that I don't take it lightly, the work that I'm doing. It really falls in the category of healing work, because the more you learn about yourself, the more you're able to go out into the world and be better and do better, the more you're able to walk in purpose and do the things that you were created to do, because we all have a design. We all have a purpose. But anyway, I was sharing that because in sharing my ex-husband's human design with him, I already knew that he was a projector just because of some of the ways in which, I mean, obviously, you know, we were married, so we lived together. We had, you know, we had an intimate relationship. Because of things that I knew about him, I already knew that he was a projector. But when I actually ran his details and the thing said he was a projector, I was like, what? So I know my stuff, y'all. I know my stuff. But ultimately, first of all, just I'm still reeling from the fact that he allowed me to do his human design reading, because I never envisioned that we would be in this space where we would have this level of intimacy in a conversation. And not that there was, well, I'm a single woman, so that's that. But even if I weren't single, being able to have this conversation with him about who he is at the core of his being, and being allowed to share with him elements of my experience with him to help him to understand how some of those energies within him has manifested in this life. Oh my gosh, it was incredible, y'all. It really was. And beyond that, he took the opportunity to actually apologize to me when I explained certain things to him. And I'm grateful for that, because it just shows that we both have been intentional about, again, peeling back those layers of conditioning, of thought processes and concepts that has been given to us, and a lot of it through religion, because he and I both, we were able to have a discussion. And oh my gosh, so basically what I did for him is what I am going to launch as Human Design VIP coaching. So we spent about a 4-hour period going over his reading, and we went in depth, and I was able to pinpoint some things that I knew about him from personal experience. But what that looks like for me doing a reading for a stranger is going to delve into the realm of the prophetic. But we're going to talk about that at a later time. The point that I was making with that is that this experience that we had, this human design VIP experience, was something that was very eye-opening. And like I said, I was able to share some different things with him concerning his human design that I saw and understood based on my experience with him, and was able to also give him insight on how to move forward with some specific things that are going on in his life right now. And what I love about that, and I've had this experience a lot in my life, because when the more self-aware you become, the more you're able to kind of predict how things are going to transpire. He had shared with me that he's been making preparations to do something concerning his career. And he expressed to me that he had made some investments in some things, and he wasn't sure how to move forward, but that he had made those investments because he just feels like the season is about to come to an end. And but that he was uncertain about the process. And so this is natural. A lot of times when we go through life transitions, we experience some levelings of anxiety or uncertainty because we don't know what's going to happen next. But I was able to share with him that, number one, you have that feeling that this season is about to end, and you can trust that. Not only that, as you continue to move forward, you can trust that any and everything that is needed for you to continue moving forward, when you are aligned, everything falls into place. Things will come to you. You will attract the very things that you need. Now, the thing about him being a projector, you can have different inner authorities. Inner authority is the way that you navigate life decisions, right? So I personally have a sacral authority. That means my gut feelings help me to make the right decisions. For my ex-husband, he has an emotional solar plexus authority. So this means that he has to ride the waves of his emotions. And this is something that I explained to him affected the ways in which he responded during our time in being married, because in riding that wave of emotion, you have to get back to a calm place before you make a decision. You cannot make the, and so that's a general principle in life that everybody should live off of. You know, be careful about making emotional decisions, because a lot of times it's going to backfire. But as a person who has that emotional authority, that's literally how he has to operate in order to be most effective. And so I was explaining to him, whether you're at work, you know, as you are waiting out this time for this season to end, make sure that if somebody pisses you off, you don't respond in that moment of being pissed off. You wait until you're calm again, and then and you're clear-minded, and then you can respond. And gosh, I just wish y'all could have seen the look on his face when I explained that to him. I'm so grateful, because like I said, I just never envisioned that we would get back to this place of being able to sit in front of each other and have such an intimate conversation. But to see the confirmation and see how he was able to, it was like putting a puzzle together, and seeing how he was able to connect the dots and put the puzzle together and get clarity. And the same with another human design reading that I did for someone, just all the clarity that came as a result of understanding how the dots were connected. Man, I'm so grateful to be in this space, to be able to do this work. And I'm so excited for the future. I'm excited to be able to bring the VIP experience. I'm excited to be able to help people to get back on track, because if you are in a place where you just don't know which direction to go, you're like at a crossroads, a human design reading will help you. You'll learn your human design type. You'll learn what your profile is. Your profile is two numbers, and they represent how you see the world versus how the world sees you. And so understanding that information helps you to go out into the world and relate to people in a way that aligns with your purpose and design. Another thing you'll learn is your definition, your strategy. There are just so many different elements of human design. And so when you book your reading, all of these things will be explained to you. All of these things will be broken down for you. And you will have the opportunity to gain clarity and understanding on your future, your career path, your relationships, how to navigate relationships, how to maximize opportunities. So many different things that you'll be able to do as a result of getting your human design reading done. So if you have not already booked your reading, and thank you to everybody who is like rocking with me on this, because I have literally like gotten inbox messages with some great questions. And so I'm going to go into those questions in just a second, but I've gotten some great questions, and I've gotten some people like, I want to do it, but like, I want to make sure I understand like how this is going to affect my faith, or how is this, you know, like what's the purpose, or, you know, just asking some really good questions. So with that, stay tuned. I am going to answer three questions that I have gotten in my inbox so far. All right, so let's jump into these questions. The first question that I'm going to answer is, what is human design? Human design was founded in 1987, and it's a synthesis of knowledge that is both ancient and modern, as shared by the founder, Ra Uruhu. It's a system that brings together principles of the I Ching, astrology, the Kabbalah, the chakra system, quantum physics. There's just so many different elements that come together that create this system. And it shows you the different energies and themes that exist within you, both conscious and unconscious. And these things drive your skills, abilities, and even show like the foundation to like character traits, how you relate to other people. And there are all these different elements within human design that you learn about yourself. So one of the primary things you learn is your human design type. You learn your definition, your strategy, the way that you're supposed to operate in this world. Your profile, which is how you see the world versus how the world sees you. There's your inner authority, which is the way in which you need to make decisions. I personally have a sacral authority, so this means that I am supposed to operate in a way that I tap into my gut instincts. And what's crazy is when I learned that, I looked back over all these different situations in my life and realized that every time I followed my gut feeling, I always ended up in alignment with whatever I needed in that season. So it was really cool to discover that about myself, because I had been through a lot of different situations, abuse specifically, both as a child, as an adult, that made me question myself a lot. So we can say that this was a tactic from the enemy to make me question myself so that I wouldn't walk in purpose and do the things that I needed to do in life. But over time, what I realized is the more I learned to be intentional about trusting myself, the better things started to go. And I've shared with the women on my platform, like just over and over again, how I have seen more alignment. Like the longer I live, the more alignment I see, because I'm more intentional about trusting myself, trusting those gut instincts. So discovering that that is actually my inner authority, man, it was such an incredible thing. But anyway, so why is human design important? First of all, let me just speak for myself. And this has been a conversation I've had with other people who have gotten into human design and now understand their human design. A couple of years ago, I went through this phase of, and I'm calling it recognizing my dopeness. So I had this moment of realizing that it wasn't up to anybody else to determine whether or not I was a dope individual, that it was up to me to decide whether or not I was dope, and I needed to own every aspect of that. And then I connected with a classmate who launched a business and an initiative called Dope Mom Gang. And I was like, wait a minute. So this theme of dope just kept coming up, and I'm like, okay. And then I told myself, or I posted a picture one time, and I put something in the caption about getting doper by the day. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning that is because me making up my mind that I'm going to be doper by the day was kind of a thing that really related to personal development, which I believe every person should be intentional about personal development. But once I got to a place of really owning that, again, things really started to come into alignment. And that getting doper by the day literally manifested in me learning my human design, because now I know certain things about myself that I didn't know before. And now the quest is to implement those things as much as possible. And the more I implement and execute those things, the more effective and productive I am in this life. So, doper by the day t-shirts coming.
And then so the young lady who started Dope Mom Game, her name is actually Marquita, and she's definitely going to be on the podcast soon. We recently talked about that. But she had reposted something. Oh yeah, I had ordered some stuff from her website, and I posted a reel that had, you know, just like me doing the unboxing. And, you know, when the UPS got pulled up, I figured it was that, you know, that was being delivered. So, you know, I just kind of recorded some different things, threw together a reel, and she reshared it. And in the caption, she said something about me being dope in real life. And I'm like, look at this. This theme keeps coming up. So it's not that I questioned my dopeness. It's something that was kind of hidden within me, and then it just started to come to the surface, and then I embraced it. So to sum it up, human design is that thing that really helps you to embrace who you are, embrace your dopeness, help you to elevate and get to the next level. So if there are things that you are trying to do with your life, and like I said, you feel like you were at a crossroads, or you're having trouble trying to figure out what your next move should be, learning your human design is definitely going to change your life. So the next question that I wanted to answer was, why do I believe in human design? Somebody asked me this question, and I was like, wow. That's, you know, what I really appreciate about this is, you know, people really want, like, they have a genuine interest in it, but they want to really delve into the details of why I got into this. So in my post-divorce journey, I did a lot of unlearning of the toxic ideals and concepts that I was taught during my time in the church, right? While my faith in Jesus didn't change, my faith did expand to accept that God didn't create the heavens and the earth with such complexity and detail for me to stifle who I was created to be. In the last 18 months, I did about a year of therapy, and this allowed me to further heal from the trauma of domestic abuse and childhood trauma. That process allowed me to, you know, shed those layers that I talked about before, those layers of conditioning that brought me to a version of myself that incited a level of peace that I really can't explain. Over time, I became intentional about learning more about myself, and human design took that to another level. Once I learned my human design, and I just, you know, I've talked about this a lot throughout this podcast, but it just gave me confirmation of many of the experiences and qualities that I have, including the gift of prophetic dreams. I think it's gate number 52 on the body graph. But when I saw that, I was like, what? And my daughter has that gate as well. And I've known for all of her life that she has a prophetic gift. So, oh my gosh, there was just so much confirmation in learning my human design. And I've been able to use my understanding of my human design as a tool to facilitate the execution of my strategy to leverage my inner authority to live the most effective life possible. Now, of course, I'm not perfect, but I definitely see things elevating and see purpose awakening and just being able to do more because I know what to expect and how to operate. But I can say without a doubt that things literally started falling into place when I learned elements of my human design. And that's because I started to attract people and opportunities that actually align with my purpose. So that's all I've got for today. Make sure you go to linktree.com/innerbeautyreigns to book your reading. I am very excited to partner with you. If you are interested in doing the VIP experience, let me know. I'll need to put together some details for you so that we can kind of figure out exactly what your goal is from learning your human design, and, you know, just kind of putting some strategies together to help you to maximize what you need to do.
That is exactly what I was able to do for my ex-husband, and I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him for pushing through these last few years, because divorce isn't easy for anybody. And I never walked away from the marriage with the intent to hurt him. It was really more to protect myself, and or to protect my peace more than protecting myself. But ultimately, I'm just proud that he was able to push through these last several years since, you know, our divorce was final, and just get to a place of being willing to, you know, get along and, you know, move forward so that we can be great parents to our daughter. Because she, when I tell you about dope individuals, that girl, I am so blessed to have been the gateway by which she came into this earth. It'll make me cry right now, but I'm not going to do that because the podcast is over. Thank y'all so much for listening. Linktree.com/innerbeautyreigns to book your human design reading. Email me at info@innerbeautyreigns.com to book your VIP experience. Thank you for listening, and take care.